T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dr. Phil, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, Bridget, thank you for having me. It's good to talk to you again.
You know, Dr. Phil, I feel like anytime you get a sniffle or, a little throat clearing cough, you get scared. You say, oh, my goodness, what if I have it? What do you tell people? How should they deal with that?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because actually, if you think about it, the symptoms that you have when you have anxiety, for example, high anxiety or a panic attack, actually mimic a lot of the symptoms of the coronavirus. For example, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, some disorientation, lightheadedness, and also in addition to getting the sniffles, which might just be sinus or allergies or whatever, people are having anxiety reactions that they think, okay, now it's advanced to the point that I am having difficulty breathing. This has moved into my chest. I think I do have this disorder. And what I'm trying to tell people, Bridget, is look, we don't react to what happens in the world. We react to what we say to ourselves about it. And people are spending, I don't want to trivialize this disorder at all. I am 100% complying with the social distancing, the social isolation. We've shut down our studio. Robin and I are staying at home, et cetera, et cetera. But it's also not the right thing to do to obsess with these 24-hour news channels because there is a bias there. Nobody ever goes on the news and says, today at noon, nothing happened at 3rd and L. They don't.
That's certainly true.
So there's a bias. They talk about the sensational things, the negative things. And the fact is that 85% of the people that contract this disorder are going to have mild to moderate symptoms, and then they're going to get back to their lives. I mean, so far, as of today, there are 426,000 people that are currently infected. 403,977 of those have a mild or moderate condition. 5% have a serious condition. So the chance is you're going to get this, be sick for a few days, get back to your life, and go on about your business. But most people are focusing on the critical cases, the deaths, which, of course, are tragic, but that's not applying to most people.
Right. And, you know, Dr. Phil, I think that also, you know, we have a lot of time to think about it because we're home. I want to ask you about that. It can be a stressful time at home for couples because suddenly they find themselves just together all the time.
Well, that's the case. And not only is there an increase in togetherness, time at home, but it's time spent when both parties are very likely on edge because they're concerned about getting sick. They're concerned about their parents getting sick. They're concerned about having their kids at home and having to be teachers. There's all of this pressure in addition to this forced togetherness, and that is the worst of all possible. It's the perfect storm for problems within a relationship. I mean, you've got excessive time together under undue pressure. What could possibly go wrong here?
And yet, I have to tell you, Dr. Phil, personally, I'm so happy to have my family around. I don't feel lonely. What do you do, though, if you are home alone or say, just you and your pet, and you just don't have that human physical interaction anymore?
Well, Bridget, I've talked to a number of people recently, both as I'm doing shows and just answering questions over the internet, and people are saying, look, my children are grown, and I'm either divorced or widowed, and I am here in these four walls, and I am truly feeling isolated and lonely, and I'm getting seriously depressed. I'm questioning if it's worth it. I'm questioning what's the point. Why am I even fighting this? Now I've got economic collapse around me. I don't have a paycheck coming in. I don't know how I'm going to get food, et cetera, et cetera. They're really getting forlorn when they're alone. And my advice to them is, look, you're not in this alone. Social distancing doesn't need to mean that you have to be lonely. You need to reach out. I mean, call your church, talk to them, reach out to your neighbors. You can go outside. You just don't want to violate somebody's personal space, which right now is 6 or 8 feet. And the best way to fill the void that you have is give away what you need the most. Maybe you've got an elderly person that lives a couple of floors down or a couple of doors down from you in a neighborhood, and you know that they're landlocked down there. Look, go knock on their door, leave a note and say, hey, I live a few doors down, or I live a couple of floors up, and I know you guys are here and you're elderly. Is there anything I can do for you? Can I run an errand for you? You probably don't want to give a stranger your number, but here's mine. Call me. I'd love to talk to you. Just listen to them. Maybe you can FaceTime with them. The best way to fill yourself up is give away what you need the most. And the people that I've said that to that have done it have gotten back to me and said, you have no idea what a difference this has made in my life. And, and you get a sense of community. When you see people out walking now, they used to walk past each other on opposite sides of the street, not even look up, and now they're saying, hey, how you doing over there? It's like a human being. Hello.
Right, right. That's so nice. It's such a nice thing to do for older people because, you know, they're not as tech savvy. They're not doing these Zoom, you know, group phone chats. Dr. Phil, before I let you go, one other thing that I understand you're going to be talking about next week on your show. What if you're a person who's coping with some sort of other illness, but you feel like you can't get help because all the doctors and hospitals, everybody's just focused on coronavirus patients right now?
Yeah, that is a real problem, of course. And, you know, the thing to do is you don't want to present, you don't want to present at an emergency room. And 87% of people that walk into an emergency room are not admitted to the hospital. I mean, that's just a statistic this year in and year out, which means that most people don't necessarily need to be in the emergency room. They can deal with their primary physician. And as you may know, my son and I have a telemedicine company called Doctor on Demand, and we're in such a surge right now, like 1,000% increase in activity. So I say this not to promote Doctor on Demand because we're absolutely bursting at the seams, but there are options. Telemedicine is a great way to get yourself checked out, and you can go to your primary care physician and talk to them in their office. It's just don't think about going to the hospital because that's where they are in a triage situation. That's where they do have tents set up outside, certainly in the major hotspots we do in L.A. But there is medical care available. Not all of the healthcare community is dealing with the coronavirus. It's the infectious disease, the pulmonary doctors, the ER doctors that are so consumed with this. The other specialists, the other professions, can take care of you and can see you. And telemedicine is a great option because you don't have to leave your home and you don't have to be in a waiting room with people who might have a disease.
Right. Dr. Phil, everything you've said here with us on 1010 Wins, so helpful. And if our listeners want to hear more about this, this is going to be the focus of your shows next week. We encourage our listeners to tune in and hear more from you. Dr. Phil, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I really want to also thank you for taking the time that you're taking with your show to devote to this and get information out. You're making a big difference. You always do, but you're really making a big difference now. So thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. All right. Once again, Dr. Phil with us on 1010 Wins on a Friday afternoon.